Thanks so much for joining us for another edition of KFFB's Open Mic program. We do have Congressman French Hill on the day of the State of the Union, February 4th, 2020. It's hard to believe you say 2020, French.
Well, Bob, good morning, and thanks for having me.
Well, let's talk a little bit about what's going on in the State of the Union. We're going to have the State of the Union tonight. Not very many people get to see that live, and I've had the opportunity to be part of that, and that is so different when you're there in person than what you see on TV, because you get to see the whole room and how people react to each statement that the president will make tonight.
Yeah, it's always a great experience to see moving themes that each president selects and then watch Congress's reaction to it or the gallery. It's always funny sometimes and very emotional others. So last year when the concentration camp survivor was in the gallery, there were some touching moments in the last one. I'm sure this one will be just as emotional.
Well, looking at what's going to happen tonight with the State of the Union, what do you think is going to be stated by the president, his achievements and maybe some of the shortcomings?
Well, look, I think he's going to have as his theme the Great American Comeback. I mean, he's going to lay out a vision of his optimism for the country, the leadership of America in the world, and the strength of our economy, which leads the world. I think that will be the principal theme. He's had such a consequential 3 years in economic policy with regulatory reform, tax reform, new trade arrangements that open up markets for American goods, rebuilding the American military, making strategic investments for us, including announcing the Space Force, defeating ISIS, something that was such a thorny issue for the Obama administration. The president campaigned on defeating ISIS and rebuilding the military, and he did it.
When they talk about the divide in Washington, D.C., and some people in our listening area talk about you always keep an even keel. When it really is kind of difficult, what we see through TV is different filter what you deal with your colleagues. Is it as divisive in D.C. as it was when you began?
Well, I think Washington, D.C. is always divisive between the two parties as they try to outline their visions for the country. It's been that way since 1789 when the Democratic Republicans battled the Federalists during the Jefferson and Adams era. So that's not new, honestly. Bob, I think there's a lot of work to do. I hope the president talks about three tough areas where we haven't made the progress that we should. Healthcare, how to make it more competitive, how to lower healthcare costs, how to get costs of prescription drugs down. Those are such important issues for our families. His vision of infrastructure, he campaigned on that in 2016, and we haven't really made the progress I think he wants on infrastructure. And then finally, I hope he talks about how to improve our legal immigration system. You know, we got better border security. He's worked fantastic with our men and women down on the border to increase border security, work with Mexico, really impressive results, but we still have a broken immigration system.
One thing has been brought to light because of the China scare of the diseases coming in from China is our border control is also disease control that has been brought to the forefront as well. Do you agree with that?
I do agree with that. I've been in our border stations five times, and when someone is coming into our country, walking into our country across that border, they have to go through a health screening. There's essentially a nurse's aide type person in those custom and border offices, and then a physician or a physician's assistant on the telephone, and they walk through, you know, a health screening for those immigrants. You know, it's verbal, and they're not taking blood. They're essentially doing a medical history and looking at what country they're coming from. But that's an important function of our frontiers. You know, what we do at immigration, whether it's in an airport, at a port, or walking across the U.S., Mexican or Canadian border.
One thing is one of my favorite parts of us talking together each month, and that is the Golden Fleece Award. And this keeps people on their toes. And I have a lot of people say, what is it going to be this month? Like I have a crystal ball. I don't know until we talk on the radio. So what is the Golden Fleece this month?
Well, the first Golden Fleece for 2020, I awarded to the Federal Food and Drug Administration, the FDA. As you know, they help us get our new drugs by approving research by drug companies and researchers all over the country. And the law says that when they have a research trial, a clinical trial completed, they're supposed to release those results within 1 year. But we studied it, and only 41% of the clinical trials in 2017 were released in 1 year. And that slows down access to drugs and slows down to public health research information. Plus, the FDA is supposed to fine those companies $10,000 a day if they don't disclose the trial results. So I'm mad at them for both issues. I think it would speed up drug research and our health of the American people if they released those results, got them published. And secondly, I think they ought to be fining those companies that are not giving them the data within 1 year. So that was this month's golden fleece.
Well, we want to keep them on their toes for sure. And I guess we need to talk about the impeachment. What's to come?
Well, senators will be on the floor of the Senate today giving speeches on their opinions about what they heard during the trial. And then tomorrow, about 4 p.m. Eastern time, Senator McConnell will have motions on the floor to vote on each article of impeachment. And we'll have to wait and see how that vote turns out. It may be a party line vote, or there may be some Democratic senators who vote with the Republicans to acquit President Trump of these two articles of impeachment.
And then we got to look at the Iowa caucus. We thought that was going to be closed down in caucus results last night, and they're still counting.
Well, I worked in Iowa during the 08 caucuses. I was a volunteer and speaker for Mike Huckabee, Governor Mike Huckabee of Arkansas, when he ran for president in 2008. And it sure worked okay then. We counted the ballots on paper, and we had the results before midnight on that night. So I guess this is where technology is not always our friend. I understand the Iowans have a new app designed by two former Hillary Clinton big data staffers, and apparently it was a big snafu. So we'll see what happens today in Iowa.
Well, we appreciate you taking time and talking with us, and it's going to be a great night for America. As Jeff said this morning, he always talks about the State of the Union on the morning show, saying it's Americana. It's almost like the July 4th feeling. It's just where all Americans come together and hear about the future and the future goals.
You bet. It's a great American tradition. It's a great way to have a snapshot and get an update on what the president's goals are for this year. And I look forward to it.
Well, I appreciate you taking time and talking with us, Congressman.
All the best, Bob.